Amen. We bless the Lord today. Even now, let's just bow before the Lord. Heavenly Father, we come today and we thank you for your love toward us. You loved us so much that you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to die for our sins. As we come today to proclaim the good news of Jesus, it is our prayer that we might decrease and that you might increase. Save someone today, encourage another, and when this time is done, we'll give your name all of the praise and all of the glory in Jesus' name. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. That's the message. If that's all you know, you can take that on the road. How I love Jesus. This morning we want to look at the gospel as Mark in the 10th chapter, and we'll be looking at verses 13 through 16. As we always say, gospel means good news. And we thank God for all that he has done for up to this point. I think Brother Christian, one of our young members, was prepared to read the scripture, but Pastor had a moment. So we'll try it next time. Amen? Amen. We'll try it next time. So you will put things in the senior moment category. Oh, some of y'all do. Let's look to the scriptures. It says people were bringing little children to Jesus for him to place his hands on them, but the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw this, he was indignant. He said to them, "Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Truly I tell you, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." Verse 16 says, "And he took the children in his arms, placed his hands on them, and blessed them." I want to preach this morning from the sermonic title, Child Support, Paying It Forward to the Next Generation. I knew y'all was going to do that. Child Support, Paying It Forward to the Next Generation. For a moment, I want to invite you down memory lane as I often take you to my little hometown of 4,000 people, Live Oak, Florida. And I think about my father, who would often take me down the street to the little general store that was run by Mr. Glass, and owned by Mr. Glass, and his daughter, Miss Leo, was there with them. I enjoyed going down to that store because I thought they had the largest cookie container anywhere. And when I got there, it was evident that my eyes went right straight for those chocolate chip cookies. But beyond that, they took time, the persons took time to speak into the life of young people. I remember Miss Lil and Mr. Glass. There was Mr. Sammy Dixon, and there was Mr. Lawrence. And one day, Mr. Lawrence played a trick on me, which was not hard for a four-year-old. He said to me, he says, "Do you have any money?" And I said, "No." He says, "Are you sure about that?" I said, "I'm sure." And I guess he must have distracted me long enough to look away. He slipped 5 cents into my right pocket. And when I reached down, he says, "Check again." I reached down and I came away with 5 cents. I came away with a nickel. And Miss Leo laughed up something on that day. And from that day forward, she gave me a name. She called me Many Monies. And, you know, the times I would come back from college, I would stop over. The store had long gone by then, but Miss Lil was there. And you know what she laughed about Many Monies. As an adult and a father, one visit, I came back and I brought Tim Jr. with me. I said, we got to go see Ms. Lil. And there she was, now close to her late 90s, and she was still sitting on the porch. And you know what she did? She told that story about your daddy and many monies. But before we left that setting, Ms. Lil, moving a lot slower now, I could hear the screen door making that squeak as she walked back into the house and came out with $2. And she gave it to Tim Jr., and you know what she said, many monies. You know, I tell you, it was her way of engaging, I believe, in this sense of child support. This sense of paying it forward to the next generation. Even as I was sharing this story, you all know about a Miss Leo. And you all have a Mr. Lawrence, somebody in your community who really, in their own way, tried to encourage you in the Lord. I guess it's rubbed off me. Even today, I'll find myself in aisle 9 at the food store, stopping young people saying, how you doing today? How old are you? You know, and I would go through the whole thing, and I would say, if I got a nickel, that wouldn't work. If I got a dollar, I said, listen, give it to your mama, and you buy yourself something. Folk ever tell you to buy a piece of candy? But it's those kinds of things that are so key. And here's why. Every so often, people come up to me and say, Tim, what's wrong with the children? They say to me, what's wrong with the schools? And I have to pause for a moment. I can't answer that quick in a coffee shop conversation. But when I start to think about this, it's been laying heavy on my heart all week. What can we do? And that's where child support came from. That's where paying it forward came from. Even as we respond to a person's kindness and try and be kind to someone else. Amen. You know, I believe that God wants us to be child supporters. He wants us to encourage young people. You say, well, I've made, I'm already done. I've been through. We become a little selfish. When in fact, God wants to use you to reach a young person. Amen. In the Gospel of Mark, and I like Mark's gospel for a lot of reasons. Mark just gets right to the point. Some of the other gospels, theologians believe that Matthew and Luke actually took what Mark had and framed it to their own audience. That's not surprising. Let me just take you to Judea. And there Jesus is teaching his disciples, and the text says they were in a house. And that they wanted him to continue the topic of marriage and divorce. But it seems that outside the door, there were parents who were bringing their children to Jesus to be blessed. I want you to see it in your mind's eye. And so they're at the door, just like the Secret Service or security. Those disciples rebuke them and shun them and block them from getting to see Jesus. Perhaps they're thinking he's busy. Perhaps they were thinking he does not have time for you. And I raised the question this week, did they have any children? Anybody who's got a child would say, how in the world are you going to stop a parent from getting through? And once Jesus got word of what happened, Mark is the only gospel that says he was indignant. Jesus was hot. Was not having it and says, bring them unto me because they've got the stuff that we need to enter the kingdom. Can I say that one more time? That they've got the stuff. You may not see it. I see it, but God has already touched some young people, even in this congregation. God has a mission. I don't mind being a child supporter. Amen. That's good news for me today. And so, I want to suggest that as child supporters, paying it forward to the next generation, we can serve children by evangelizing them, by educating them, and by encouraging them. Let's just unpack this. People were bringing little children to Jesus. Evangelizing is a word that comes from evangelism, which means the spreading of the Christian message by public preaching. That person may be called an evangelist. Amen. Or you know by now, that's one of my spiritual gifts. Don't give me 2 minutes. I'll work the whole place. But that's my gift. Amen. Your gift may not be that, but my gift is to try to reach someone for Jesus Christ, to try to get it in, to try to encourage someone in the Lord Jesus. I believe those parents brought those children to Jesus as an evangelistic effort because they care their spiritual condition. That's why they brought the children to Jesus. There's nothing wrong with going to Orlando. Take them. Nothing wrong with making sure they stand in line in July to see Minnie and to see Mickey. That's fine. But in addition to that, we are charged to bring them to Jesus. Can you tell something is on me this morning? Can you tell that I'm feeling some kind of way? Because it's easy just to push kids to the side. Oh, there'll never be nothing. The daddy wasn't done. That family got issues. Your family has got issues. We've all got issues. But children need to be exposed to the gospel. That they ought to be able to see something in our lives that looks like Jesus. Deuteronomy 6 and 6 through 8, called the Shema, where there's this sense of making sure that we put the word on the doorpost, making sure that we tie it around our fingers, making sure that someplace in your home, there's something that speaks Christ. You may not have the 10-gallon Bible on the coffee table. Amen. You may not have a picture of what you believe Jesus looks like on the wall, but there ought to be some Jesus in your environment. Isn't that good news today? I'm just talking to some child supporters today. And this sense of making sure that we evangelize them in the way that the Lord would lead us to do it, but it's time. Wouldn't you say it's high time today we stop criticizing? And the people I run into, they want a response. Yeah, you right. Yeah, it's bad out there. Them children today. No. If I can reach one and teach one, that's what I want to do. Which brings me to my next point. That as child supporters paying it forward, we serve children by also educating them. Amen. Yeah, I'm not talking about K through 12. I'm not talking about our education, but the fact that they brought the children to Jesus, important lesson within itself. Amen. I often, because so many of us were drugged. Bless our parents' heart. That's right. They drugged you to church. You didn't want to go. You made an excuse. But my mama would say, everybody in the house going to church today. I don't. Well, you're not going to play then. You can't go to church. Don't go out the night before. Can I testify right here? I told y'all I was the DJ rocking the house. But on Sunday morning, if I started to nod a bit, mama would say, let me tell you something. If you can't stay awake in church, come out of them streets. Or your mama said the same thing and your daddy did too. But it was all this sense of educating. They were being educated. And when they met Jesus, this was a teachable moment. Come on, educators. You know what that is. It is a time to kind of catch them right there. You realize, this is the season. This is the moment that I can share something that will change their lives. All because I'm a child supporter. Amen. That moment that God allows you to have, it might be down by the fishing pond, it might be at the Chuck E. Cheese, wherever it is, you can find a moment to say something about Jesus. I don't buy this, I don't want to offend them. I don't buy this, I'll let them for shame. Let them make their own choice about faith. I know it's my bully pulpit today. I don't don't want to chance it today. Well, they grown now, but you're going to hear Jesus. You may not like it, but if you start early, and that takes me right to Proverbs 22:6, train up a child in the way he or she should go when they're old. They will not depart from it. Said another way, direct your children onto the right path. Said another way, point your children in right direction. I don't come today with the perfect resume. Everybody think your children are good. We've all messed up along the way. But my God, if you do the pointing, if you do the leading, I do believe that something will happen. Maybe not in your time, but you keep on praying for that child. Keep on praying on him. And I tell you, God will make a difference. You are a child supporter. I know some things are caught and not just taught, but you have to come and I have to come from the manual. And the manual is the Word of God. I love the talk show hosts. I love, but they are not the manual. If they're not speaking from the Word of God, that's just their opinion. Oh, you know I'm talking the right stuff this morning. Well, somebody else said, yeah, but what does the Word of God say to us? What does the Word of God lead us to do? That's what really counts. Only what you do for Christ will last. Educating him still works. As child supporters, paying it forward, we are educating them. We are evangelizing them. And finally, we are encouraging them. Amen? Because something happened as a result of that is that they did get the opportunity to see Jesus. When those parents came to Jesus, they were encouraging them approach Jesus as well. Don't be afraid of Jesus. You can approach him. You don't need the pastor to approach him for you. My God, you teach a child how to go and talk to Jesus, they'll do it. Amen. But you got to lead them. They're looking at you and I. The children in the text, they got what they came for. Mark 10, first says, Jesus placed them in his arms. I want you to just see that thing. And place his hands on them and bless them. And none of us are too grown for Jesus to pick you up. Amen? Yeah, I done been down that road. But no, I'm glad he still picks me up like a child. I'm glad he still lays hands on me. I'm glad that he still corrects me along the way. And I guarantee you that when you're in the presence of Jesus, you will come away encouraged. As I left work on Friday, done with all the work for the business, I looked over at my next computer, which was the sermon computer. Player, if they raided my hard drive, they'd find years of sermons, and I will admit to it. Lock me up. But I had a point where I was just kind of looking at that text, and Sister came by talking about how their pastor invested in them. It was because of something that they got in those settings that caused them to love Jesus, caused them to not be church bashers, but caused them to want to do better. Now, I admit, I don't know much investing. I couldn't tell you the first thing about an alternative minimum tax, an annualized rate of return. I don't know what a bear market, a bull market, or bonds are exactly. Don't push me on capital gains and diversification dividends of the Dow Jones. Don't quiz me on equities, exclusions, or expense ratios. I don't know much about fixed income funds, growth investing, impact investing, junk bonds, or market risk of mutual funds, the NASDAQ, or power purchase agreements. Don't hold it against me if I don't know much about quality distribution, rights of accumulation, securities of total returns, valuations, weighted averages, maturity, or YTD, total return. But I know this, that investing in young people, there is a return. My God, if you begin to invest in them, you will see something come out of it. I know I've invested in three, and I've seen some returns. And you know that your investment will pay off. And how many of y'all have portfolio because you've taken time to let someone know about Jesus. That's investment. They can call you a child supporter because you don't mind letting someone know. Darling, it may not look good today, but serving God will pay off after a while. That's called an investment. Amen? And so this week, while I went to pick up some carry out, I did some investing. Amen? I met Devontae, and I met Shekinah, and I met Dom, and while I was waiting for my soup and salad, I got a chance to encourage them in the Lord. What do you want to be when you grow up? And each of them told me, man, I don't know you, but I want to do this, and I want to do that. Does that sound like investment? Well, this morning on my morning coffee run, up the street, I saw a nice lady. Her name is Daniela. I said, Daniela, I'm going to use you this morning in my sermon. I said, Daniela, you know you can be anything. Just believe in God. And she lit up and said, thank you. It was not about the coffee, but it was about the opportunity to let someone know that the Lord is good. I dare to become a child supporter. Don't sit there and beat them up, but allow them to be encouraged by something that you have to say today. Can you tell? I like that. So when I leave here today, I'm going to still encourage somebody. So don't bash the children. Don't talk about the children. But I declare today, all they want to hear is somebody saying, child, you can make it. They want to hear somebody say that you can make it in this world. How many folks today want to just speak that on somebody? Well, they're not my children. That don't mean anything. I didn't know Daniela. And Dom was being cool. Shekinah said, I know what your name means. And Devontae was being extra cool. But I took time just to encourage them in the Lord. Calvary was an investment. When Jesus went to that old rugged cross, it cost something for you and I to be saved today. It was an investment that he made in you. And didn't you turn out all right? Aren't you gaining some interest? I'm interested in saving somebody for Jesus. That's my interest. And so today, don't make me push you. I don't want to. That's not my intention. But I declare the day when you leave this place, I challenge you to say to somebody, you can make it. But see, I got my... No. Let them know that you weren't that great a student anyhow. Let them know you looked on somebody's paper every now and then. But hallelujah, didn't God do something with you? Your resume wasn't that good. Your LinkedIn was jacked up. But when you begin to say it was nobody but the Lord Jesus Christ, I tell you, we got an assignment today is to let somebody... Don't bash those children. Let them know. And I just want to end today that if I can help somebody as I travel on, if I can help somebody with a word or a song, if I can help somebody from doing wrong, guess what? My living will not be in vain. That means that my living won't be empty. My living won't be worthless. My women will not have good. I'm just glad today that somebody took time to speak to me. I'm just glad today for Mr. Lawrence. God bless his heart. It wasn't nothing but a nickel. But blessed be the God. You bring to mind that person that told you about Jesus, and then you saw them walking in the way of the Lord. Just call me a child supporter. And yes, I am paid up. Yes, I paid up because he has paid up. He has paid the price. Child supporters. Paying it forward to the next generation. That is the word of God today. It's already the best. Come on, stand today. Don't give up. I know. Yeah. They look kind of, I may as well say it, I thought it. The squeegee kids. Yeah, I went there. I witnessed to the squeegee kids. How you doing, bro? Say, hey, OG. Look here. I got three. Give one to each of your boys. Not everybody is a criminal. Amen. Don't throw anyone away. But support them in your own way. As we come this morning, that's our mission. Father God, this is a call to action for believers. As we leave this place and go out into the world today, might we be that light that a young person needs to see. May the word that we share encourage them. But even now, most of all, if you got more than a minute or two, tell them about Jesus and what he's done in your life. The Bible says, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our hearts that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Just that moment, we can plant a seed. The Bible says, one planted, another increases, but God gives the increase. One plants, one waters. Today, God, there's somebody in this place today. May they come with a childlike spirit to accept you as their personal Savior. We believe it, God. Count it done in your Son. Amen? Come on, give God a praise today. Amen. You may take your seats.